As Australia-China relations continue to deteriorate, exporters are quickly having to try to redirect products heading to China and sell them elsewhere. But unfortunately, finding those new markets is going to take some time, as Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
Workers at this processing plant south of Perth are busy cleaning, sorting and packing Western rock lobsters ready for the wholesale market. Normally, 95% of this product would be heading to China. But last month, the trade came to a halt after tons of live lobsters were left stranded and dying at Chinese airports. Customs officials blamed the delays on inspections, but there's been no official explanation, and it's suspected escalating trade tensions are to blame. AM's been told no Australian lobsters have been sent to China since.
All the lobster have to go in the local market. The local market is not big enough to take all the lobster.
Blue Wave Lobster Company owner George Stavrinos says he's never seen the industry collapse like this, not in 40 years.
I mean, this catastrophe for the lobster.
The product that was destined for China is now being sold locally. And while there are other export markets, the US and parts of Asia, no one pays as much for Australian lobster as China. The wholesale price has dropped from around $50 a kilo to $35 and is expected to fall further.
It's been very stressful knowing that you can go and catch the fish, but frustrating that we can't get a reasonable dollar.
Neville Perryman's a third-generation lobster fisherman who operates off Tasmania's west and south coast. He says there's a lot of product being sold locally right now, but the industry will need larger export markets to be found.
I'm hoping India come online. Perhaps, free trade agreement with Indonesia, that might open up some possibilities. But it's going to not be the same level of price that the Chinese market was prepared to pay.
And unfortunately, Australian exporters aren't expecting the trade relationship with China to improve anytime soon.
Over the last 3 to 4 days, it appears that the relationship is deteriorating even more.
Mitchell Taylor's the managing director of Taylor's Wines, based in the Clare Valley, which has been exporting to China for 30 years. Now that China's imposed tariffs of up to 200% on Australian wine, the focus will be on convincing the world's largest wine market, the US, to buy premium products.
We sell about a third of the value that we sell to China into that market, but we've got an opportunity to maybe build the fine wine image in that part of the world.
For now, with plenty of local products available, the hope is Australians will spend on wine and cheap lobsters this Christmas.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting from Perth.